You're listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management, a discussion with industry leaders about how they persevere in uncertain times. Now, here's your host, Gary Shorman.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gary Shorman, and welcome to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. And you know what? Today, I'm honored to be able to talk to the newest Supreme Court Justice in the state of Kansas, and that's Justice Wall. Nice to have you with us today.
Thanks, Gary, for having me.
Well, you know what? Yeah, a lot of times, and I was thinking about this going into the interview, I've had a chance to interview a lot of people. I don't know if I've ever interviewed a Supreme Court Justice. And so this is an honor for me, and it has to be an honor to you. So congratulations. What's it feel like to be on the Kansas Supreme Court?
Well, it's amazing and a little overwhelming all at the same time, trying to learn all the processes and at the same time, the incredible honor that other folks have put trust in me to serve in this role.
So what is the training course for this? You were just sworn in recently. Do you get a booklet? Do you get a whole bunch of internet files saying, hey, here's what we're working on? How do you get up to speed?
Well, yeah, there's a lot, actually, of written materials. And I've got six colleagues that have been extremely willing to sort of show me the ropes. And it's a lot of on-the-job experience, but a lot of it you learn throughout your career, whether you're practicing before this court, or in my case, I've had experience working in court in the past. So some of it is just reorienting myself to those processes.
You're originally from Scott City, and so what's it mean to have somebody from Western Kansas on the Supreme Court?
Well, I think it's great. I think the Western Kansas representation is an important part of the court's composition. And now, I mean, I've been told that there are three official Western Kansas folks on the court, and I haven't verified that to make sure that our definitions of Western Kansas.
Yeah,
but I think that's great because. Really, I think Western Kansas is, really reflects a lot of the true values of our state, and it deserves its own representation in all branches of government.
One of the things, and you go back to Scott City, and this program is about leadership. Tell us about your days in Scott City growing up.
Well, most of it was as a kid, and my dad ran a hardware store in Scott City. And, from a very young age, I was forced into working for my dad at the store, waiting on customers. So I think I probably knew about everybody in town as a result of that. And really, my childhood was pretty typical, summers, played baseball and, ran around on bikes, and it was a safe place to grow up. So it was one of those situations where, your parents would yell out when it was time to come in, and then you went to bed and woke up and started all over again, at least in the summer times.
Well, that, you think about that in today's world, how different it is today and growing up and you as a kid, some of the issues, and I think some of those issues end up showing just the changes of those issues end up showing up before the Kansas Supreme Court. And on their process for getting there, you ended up at Kansas State for a while. But when did you first think about getting into law and practicing law?
I think it was not too long into my college career. I was a debater in college and at Kansas State. And, I noticed that a lot of the individuals that participated in debate went on to have careers in the law. There's a real logical connection between the two activities. And so I think that seed was planted in my head just through college debate is where I first sort of caught an interest in it.
Have you always been in Kansas?
Yeah, for most of my life, after law school, I did have a stint of time practicing in Colorado and a period of time in Minnesota as well before returning back to the state.
What's exciting and in this interview is find somebody who grows up helping in a hardware store that ends up being a Supreme Court justice. But when you do that, it shows that leaders come from all areas and all walks of life and all background. But when you got there to the Supreme Court and you start with that swearing in ceremony, for those of us that have never been a part of that, what was that swearing in ceremony like and how different was it from previous kind of ceremonies of the same nature?
Well, I think it was quite a bit different. But to me, it didn't matter because it's the first one I've been to where I was sort of the billing for it. So, but to me, it's extremely exciting. And sort of the significance of taking that oath, it's really powerful. You know, it's takes you back to maybe when you're making your wedding vows or there are very few moments in life that were that significant and felt that heavy. And so it's ceremonial in the sense, but it's also, it was very moving and impactful for me, even though it was very unconventional because the ceremony was limited because of the pandemic. But to me, it was perfect.
And does your family get to attend and people wear masks and do all of that?
Yes, my immediate family got to attend. So my wife, Katie, was there with me and our two kids and got to be a part of the whole process. And that was really exciting.
Well, you know, as a new justice, there will be several things coming down the road that I know you'll be talking about. I want to take a break and come back and talk to you about some of those things that in today's world that the Supreme Court of Kansas has to deal with. And so bear with me here just a second. We'll be back in just a couple moments on Forward Ever, leading in challenging time.
It's now on our watch. America's been tested before, many times. We salute those that are on the front line, in our own backyard, and well beyond, and those that lead us to a better tomorrow. Our roots run deep, and so do our relationships. Let's move forward together. Live with confidence. Worth Wealth Management. There is a tomorrow that shines upon a better day. We'll move forward together.
Welcome back to Forward Ever. I'm Gary Shorman. My guest today is Justice Wall, the newest Supreme Court Justice for the state of Kansas. And as we went into the break, we were talking about some of those things that the courts will be dealing with going forward. How does today's world, with all the social media, all the video, all the recording, how does that change the way the Supreme Court deals with some of the issues going ahead?
Well, I think that in a way, it changes the court. In some ways, it doesn't. It gives us, the technology has given us opportunities to continue judicial proceedings in a remote setting in the face of a pandemic. Electronic filing has, I think, made it a lot easier for folks to access the system, and it has sort of streamlined and made things more efficient. But at the same time, I think the process has remained unchanged for decades, or if not centuries, in that in terms of outside influences, you really have your blinders up. So in terms of social media or how quickly information spreads in our world, it's not a consideration because the process of decision making has always been removed from sort of those outside voices. And I don't think that's changed despite the change of times.
What will your situation be like? Well, is a lot of it set up like this call, kind of a distance Zoom type of call? Will you be doing some of that, or will you be working from Topeka, working in an office with all the other justices?
Well, I think the hope is the day will come when everybody can be back in the office and working when that's safe to do it. But for now, yes, I think we're using a lot of the Zoom technologies to work together and to meet with staff members and to keep the system moving forward.
One of the things, and you know, you step into chambers, you step into the Supreme Court, and you realize what a cool, what a unique, what an honor it is to just be a part of that process. When you look at it on the national level, what's the relationship to the Kansas Supreme Court, to the U.S. Supreme Court? Or is there communication back and forth, or is Kansas, is it an island? And then you, when you need to communicate up to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah, I think for the most part, there's not a lot of communication. Each state Supreme Court is sort of its own island and the highest court for deciding cases under state law. But the Kansas Supreme Court, like other state Supreme Courts, will decide federal issues that have the potential to be appealed all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. And, you know, occasionally state Supreme Court decisions are evaluated by the U.S. Supreme Court and affirmed or reversed, and just like we do with all the other district and appellate courts in our own state. So it's a fairly professional relationship, if you could call it that.
Let's talk about leadership, because that's what this program's about. Obviously, you've advanced to the leadership role to be at the top court in the state of Kansas as a leader there. You mentioned your dad's hardware store, your family's hardware store back in Scott City. Is that one of the areas, one of the places you picked up your leadership skill?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it allowed me just to forge relationships with people in the community, even though they're just coming in to, you know, buy nuts, bolts, whatever. You just saw different personalities and you learned how to deal with a lot of different people at a young age. And I think that's been really helpful to me throughout my career, is just being able to read individuals and learn how to adapt maybe their communication styles or what motivates them at an individual level. So you would never think of it, but it actually, being a clerk at a store is pretty insightful, especially in a smaller community.
Well, I know we'll wrap things up here, but tell me about the phone call you received saying, hey, we want you to be a Supreme Court justice. What was that call like?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, to have the governor call and inform you that she selected you from, you know, two other just extremely qualified candidates. It's humbling, it's exciting, and really, like, very few other situations I've ever experienced. It was incredible.
Well, congratulations. It's great to have somebody on the court serving from Western Kansas with the background that you have. It's good to have you there. And the next Supreme Court ruling I see come down from the state of Kansas, I'm going to look and see how you cited up there in the backside. It's good to know you. It's good to have somebody from our part of the world there, and just wish you well as you take over your duties as a Supreme Court justice.
Well, thank you very much, Gary.
All right, you've been listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times. I'm Gary Shorman, and our program is presented by Worth Wealth Management.
Thank you for listening to Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times, presented by Worth Wealth Management. Be sure to check back next week for another episode with your host, Gary Shorman. Until then, remember to move forward ever, backward never. Forward Ever, Leading in Challenging Times is a production of Eagle Communications.
Challenging times are when experience matters. We allow our clients to live with confidence. Long-term trusted relationships. Worth Wealth Management. Enhancing lives and strengthening families.